What's up, y'all? This Rare Breed. To all my diehard supporters, go ahead and hit that like button. You know I don't make lame videos. Before we get into it, did you know you're only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, all you gotta do is join the Rare Breed regime for $5 a month via Patreon. And be sure to subscribe and hit the bell below so you get notified when I drop a new video. Shout out to the notification gang. Now this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and our channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. I don't care what it is, just make sure you keep it clean. Last thing you could do is watch this video to the end. If not, least you could do is watch it halfway through. It really helped with the algorithm. Let's get into it.
I want to know my body count. I don't know why in like 2018 that's any of your fucking business or why it matters. But
Well, the reason everybody want to know because you always talking about who you slept with and what celebrity you dealing with and you put your business out there for the internet. So that's why people are inquiring. Don't act like you stupid.
But 24. 11 athletes. Woo! 5 entertainers. Woo! 8 regular guys. Woo! I've only fucked 3 regular guys since I've been Instagram famous because a lot of y'all run your fucking mouths too much. I don't want to be sending you a video 1 minute, the next minute. I see me spread eagle on the timeline playing with my pussy. In my experience, the worst people to deal with are the athletes. None of them use condoms, really. So if y'all really want to try to come up off a check off a man, you could just fucking athlete. They're really dumb. I don't.
And that's what she did. It was her plan all along to get an entertainer or a rapper or athlete to get her pregnant so she could be set for life. And this video was out there for PJ Washington to see at any point. He probably did see it, but he didn't care. I guess I shouldn't hate the playerette. I should just hate the game. Or should I hate the simp? Let me know in the comments section.
Like talking about my history with men I'm dating, I guess until now, because most of the guys that I've dealt with are gonna have more money than you, and you're gonna feel a way about it. I know the male ego is fragile, like the ball sack that hangs in between your legs.
I'm glad my manhood ain't based off money. I don't compare myself to other men, especially based on money, if anything, character. If you didn't know, NBA player PJ Washington wiped this bitch up and put a baby in her. Even though I'm almost 100% sure he was aware of her past with rappers and entertainers and just being an Instagram thot. But he felt this was the type of woman he should try to build a tribe with, start a village with. She had years of experience on how to game a little young punk like this. He was just happy to be fucking with a famous little baddie. For most men, common sense go out the window when it comes to dealing with a bitch, and it's sad. But let's read the article. Model and author Brittany Renner, you can guess what her book is about, and Charlotte Hornets forward PJ Washington reportedly split last week after the former couple unfollowed each other on social media and left cryptic messages alluding to a breakup. So new generation. I hate this lame ass Gen Z shit. When we official, we gotta make it official on social media. And then when we break up, we gotta unfollow each other so everybody knows. It's so lame. He wrote a message that appeared to be directed at Renner. You can never build a kingdom with someone who still craves attention from the village, but he already knew that when he met her. So I don't want to hear that, PJ. Hopefully you learned, though. That's all I can say. On the other hand, Renner posted a cryptic message of optimism following their reported split, in part with the following. When things don't work out, there's something better coming. No, there's nothing better coming for you, Renner. You're just a hoe, and you're back on your whole path. Your whole path to hell. You'll never be happy. You're ruined. You've been ruined a long time ago. Back to the streets you go. But those wrinkles are coming in. Those crow's feet are coming in. Well, fellas, hopefully this story will stop other men from skeeting up in this dirty bitch. But there's always a simp out there willing to do the unthinkable. Let's go to this next video I wanted to go over.
10 things that you might be doing that are turning women off, and in no particular order, are as follows. Number one, shitty attitude. So if you have a victim mentality attitude, that is a major turnoff. What that translates to for a woman is that you can't handle life. And if you can't handle life on your own, then how is she going to be able to trust you to handle life when you're in a relationship and life throws crap at you? Because life is going to throw crap at you.
Right. Women don't want to see or hear any weakness whatsoever. And that includes complaining. Or talking about how hard life is. You have to be Superman, basically. Now, she's going to tell you the opposite. She's going to say, open up. You can show your feelings to me. You can express yourself. No, don't do it. It'll backfire. Trust me.
That's just part of being a human, and how you handle it and your attitude toward it will reveal a lot about your character. So that's number one, is a shitty victim mentality attitude. Number two, not handling shit tests well.
Oh boy, but you know what's funny about that first one? Women are literally the embodiment of the victim mentality. That's all they do is fucking play victim.
In fact, failing shit tests is number two. And again, these are not in any particular order, but number two is failing shit tests. So if, for example, you are always agreeing with her instead of standing up for your own opinions respectfully, but also with unwavering confidence, then she is going to lose respect for you. And if you don't handle the shit test well, or at all, and you just walk away, then she's just going to look at you and think that you're weak. And again, don't know how to handle a woman, which she needs you to be able to handle. Number three.
But who wants to deal with shit tests all day, every day? Nobody wants to play these games with these bitches. That's why many men are walking away. This shit isn't worth it. What man wants to come home from a hard day's work having to deal with tests and this and that, and I'm going to leave a booby trap to see if he sees it, or I'm going to leave these dishes here to see if he clean them, or I'm going to start a fight for no reason just to see if he's man enough? That's bullshit. And that's why more and more men are walking away.
Insecure body language. When you have insecure body language, a woman will be turned off before she even actually meets you. So what does insecure body language look like? It looks like poor posture, which can come from gaming or too much time on the computer, but it also is a sign of low self-esteem and insecurity and depression and sometimes even mental health issues, none of which are a turn-on to a woman, of course. So,
I mean, yeah, it goes back to weakness. You have to be perfect. And she's constantly basically looking for a reason to not respect you. But on the other hand, she's not fucking worth it and really bringing much to the table. So why would you care about being on point with all these things when she barely bringing anything to you in return?